Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Amabez, Hamocher es Atzmo, as we stand in front of the last two daf here in the fourth parak of Meseches Gittin. So, says the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amabez, Hamocher es Atzmo ve'ez banav la'ov de'kachavim. Another takana that we will see that is brought up here as these two prakim, really, starting from the beginning of the parak, as we started off the bittul haget and all the takana of Rabbi Gamliel related to bittul haget. That's how we got into this here in Gittin. But these two prakim are really about all different types of takanas that were made for the good of society, as we have discussed. So amochar zasmo v'zbanav l'tikachavim. Somebody sells themselves or their children to an obikachavim, maybe to get some financial breaks somewhere for some reason. Ain't poden or so. If he does it himself, then we're not poden. Why? Because he does this all the time. He's causing society to have to go to extremes to be able to redeem him, and it's his own fault. So ain't poden or so. Aval podinus abanim la'achar misas avien. After the father dies, then we will be poden to the children. Why? The Gemara is going to explain with Rashi that up until that time, the father could guard over his children, so we're not nervous about their assimilating. We're not nervous about the effect that being around the Ovdei Kochavim would have, but after the father dies, then we're more nervous about the children, and therefore we would redeem. Amar of Asi v'hu shemachar v'shana v'shilesh. This is only if it wasn't just done once. It happened once, twice, three times already, so then that is already a chazaka in terms of the behavior of this man, and therefore we wouldn't redeem. The question is asked, isn't it a mitzvah saseh to be podeh? The Rabbanan are just knocking out this mitzvah zaseh. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avadim in Perek Beis, Hanimkar Lagoi, Im lo hisiga yado lig ol atzmo, if he doesn't have enough money to redeem himself, Krovav podinoso. His relatives have to be podeh. V'hakarov hakarov kodem. The closer relative one is, the more mitzvah. That's who the chiyah falls upon. Shenemar ododo obendodo yigalenu, as the pasuk says, ubezdin kofen is krovav liftoso, and bezdin forces the krovim to be podeh shelo yitama bagayim, so they don't assimilate and lose their identity and lose their Judaism amongst the gayim. Lo padu krovav, if the relatives did not do it, o shein yada maseges, or the relatives can't do it, don't or can't, mitzvah biyad kol adam yisrael liftoso. It's a mitzvah upon all Jews. Bein shepidu krovim, bein bishmu shar adam, yotze lecheres. Either way, that is the halacha. So ask the achronim, ask Chassam Sofer here. So what, the Rabbana just knocked this out? So that's definitely one option. Yesh koach biyad chachamim, lakar dover minator, b'shev al tase. They're saying us, don't do the mitzvah for the good of society. Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, because this is for the better of society. We don't want anyone carrying this shofar or this lulav v'chulu. So don't do this because it's causing a difficulty for society. So that's definitely one option. It is even though the Torah says do it, but you know, do it when it is not so commonly done by this person. We've discussed often the Taz, both in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah and in Yaradeya, that the Rabbanan do not have the power to aser something that is beferish mutter in the Torah. So, for example, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, so that they can knock out, because when Rosh Hashanah does not fall on Shabbos, we do fulfill the pasuk. It's just that he uses that to answer his question of, if the Rabbanan were gozer musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif, so why don't we say, you never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because it's a musical instrument, and you should knock it out totally. Gzeir mishum, you might come, shem yisakein kli. The answer is, because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rabbanan cannot say that we're going to knock out that mitzvah permanently. Period. Always. When it falls out on Shabbos, okay, so next year you'll blow shofar, and last year you blew shofar, but if it's beferish mutter batorah, so then the Rabbanan can't asur that, right? And that's also, he uses that by bris milah also, right? We're not gozer, don't do a bris, because you might come to carry the knife, you might come this. Why? Because it is mefurish batorah. There's a separate pasuk in Parshas Tazria, uvayom hashmini, yimol basar alaso, and we darshan that extra, that pasuk is totally extra, yimol afilu b'shabbos, to teach me, it's as if the Torah says mefurish, that one is allowed. So here too, the Torah says mefurish, redeem the relative. But the answer is, that's usually. But if the person sells himself once, twice, three times, so then we say he is just being negligent. There are other options for making money, and therefore one is allowed to do that. And if he does it, so we have no we have no requirement. Or the Chassam Sofer here says, well, maybe the reason that the Rabbanan knock it out is because the whole purpose that we have the mitzvahs, Shlo Yitame Bagayim. But he obviously keeps doing it, and it's not going to help, because he keeps being Choser V'Choser Mocheres Atzmo. So the whole purpose of the mitzvah won't be fulfilled based on his needs. The Menachas Chinuch, though, has another answer. The Menachas Chinuch in this mitzvah suggests that maybe there's a difference between the relatives and everybody else. The Mishnah here suggests the Menachas Chinuch is only talking about everybody else. Remember the Rambam's Lashon. Relatives have to redeem. If the relatives don't, so then everybody else does. The Rabbanan just knocked out step two, not step one. Step one, relatives, says the Menachas Chinuch, always. 100 times. Doesn't matter, that's your relative. Okay, you gotta talk to him. You gotta deal with your cousin. But if it is the people beyond that, so that's the second stage. That's what the Rabbanan knocked out and said that they don't have a mitzvah. Either way, this is the takana for the good of society, that a person does not have to be poda in this case. Amar Hanu story. Hanu b'nei be'mechsi di yazfi zuze me'ovdei kochavim. There were people from be'mechsi place that borrowed money from ovdei kochavim. V'lo havi lulu mifreinu. They didn't have enough money to pay back. Asu v'kagar v'iluhu. So they went and they took them as captors. Rashi hayishovin osam la'avadim. They took the Jews as captives, because they weren't paying the money. Remember we discussed in Ksubis, the two different types of captives, in the second parak, were they Mishum Mamon or Mishum Nefashos? So this is Mishum Mamon, they took them. Also, they came in front of Rav Huna and said, what do we do? Amar Lahu, the people who are captive, right, must have been able to get out and ask Shilas and then have to go back. So Amar Lahu, he says, Ma'eva Lahu, what do you want me to do for you? Titzanana mocher es atzmo vezbano vovdei kochavim ein podenoso. Right, if so, the Mishnah says that there's no pidyon, ein podenoso. So the question is, you know, I can't help you. Amar le Rebbe Abba limatani rabbeinu v'usha machar v'shana v'shilish. That's only if we did it a lot. That's only if we did it a lot. Amalei hani miragel regili davdi hachi. Or maybe he was talking to the others. He says, these people do this a lot. Miragel regili davdi hachi. They always do it, and therefore, there is no mitzvah. Ask the Ritvan, the Ksav Yad, or he just notes, they always do it, but doesn't the story say that they were forcibly taken? What do you mean, they always do it? So the Ritvan, the Ksav Yad here says, it must be that if they lent money, and then they were taken captive, because they didn't pay back, and then they got free, and then they borrowed money again from the same captors. That's the problem. That's why it's their fault. Meaning if it happened once, don't do it again. Even if they take you forcibly. And says the Ritva here, even if you borrowed, and the guy took you, al karcho, v'chazer v'lova min agoy u'shva'o, v'chazer v'lova min agoy u'shva'o, ain't podin oso, it's still your fault. V'chein alacha, don't just say, oh, it's the case where you did it yourself. This is also considered a case where you did it yourself, because it is, you shouldn't have lent the money again in the first place. Okay, here we go, a story. Hahu Gavra. This is one of those unique stories that you think about. Actually, the second half of it. We should remember everything. Hahu Gavra, the Zav and Nafshi Luludai. There was a man that sold himself to the Ludai. Who are the Ludai? Rashi says they were cannibals. Uma Sha'ochlin B'nei Adam. Rashi on the bottom. The Ritva and the Ksav Yad here says maybe they were a nation that gave live human sacrifices. Not live human, whatever. They were makriv adam. Either way, it was sakanas nefashos. And there was a man that sold himself to this nation. Also the Kamed Rebbe Yami. So they came in front of Rebbe Yami. Amar lei, pirkan. Right, so this is the case that he must have been able to get free. Redeem me, Rashi, patani. Help me out here, redeem me. I'm going to be killed. So Amar, so Rebbe Ami says, Amar, the Bach takes out the lay. Amar Tznan, Hamocher Atzmo Vezbano Lov Dikachavim. Ein Poden Oso, Avo Poden Es Abanim. Why do we redeem the children after the father dies? Mishum Kilkula, because we're worried about the spiritual state of the children. Right, Rashi says here on top, Shalo Yutzmu'ub Ov Dikachavim. V'yilmudum Imaseyem. If they're amongst the guyim, they're going to learn. Ubechaye Avihen Lekalamecha Shlohachi. Dimintar Luhon Avuhon. The father's going to go watch over them. But without the father there, then we're nervous about it. Mishum Kilkula. So says Rabbi Yami, V'kol Shekein Hacha, Dikat Tala. Here, of course, we're worried about his life. Not only about his spiritual life, but about his life, Mamish. And therefore, we have a chiyuv to redeem. Rashi, based on the Rashi, so the Achronim say that maybe if the father is not someone that would be able to guard even during his lifetime, let's say we don't trust the father, he is somebody who, you know, is not so focused on the spirituality of his children, so that maybe even during his lifetime we would have a chiyuv. Right, if Chenema Avavaryan says the Biurei Adavin, Yochol Lishmar Potinas Abanamiyad. Right, or let's say the father sell the children without himself, and they're alone. The issue is the reason for we don't redeem the children right away as long as they're okay. But if they're not going to be okay, so then we would. The Shulchan Aruch Eva Paskins in Arachayim and Hilchas Shabbos that it could be that one could be Mechal Shabbos to save the spiritual life of a person. Very unusual. How is it going to come up? But if there's a situation where mamish, if I'm not machal Shabbos, so then they're going to lose their neshama. So then I would theoretically, it's not going to happen just at one time. But if the theoretical that just like a spiritual life, a physical life. So here the again, there's a lot to talk about around that how to make that lamaisa, but at least in theory. So the Shulchan, the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami answers, so you got to redeem him. Amru le Rabban le Rabbi Ami. The Rabban say, but wait a minute. Ha Yisrael mumar hu. Tekachazi le tekachol nevelas v'treifos. This Yisrael is a mumar. He's a heretic, meaning he threw it all away. He eats not kosher. Nevelas v'treifos. And therefore what? Therefore maybe there's no mitzvah to be poda. There's no mitzvah to be poda. So says the Gemara, Amar lehu. Eim l'teyavonu tekachol. Maybe he's not a mumar, what's called lahachis. He's a mumar l'teyavon. Right, and therefore, maybe he is redeemable. He is a type of person who we have a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, no. Amrule, they said, Vazimnin di'ika teira v'isura kameh. Sometimes he has two hamburgers in front of him, one kosher, one not kosher. V'shavak ateir v'achal isuri. Dafki eats the non-kosher one. So if it was l'teyavon, he wouldn't do that. If it was just to satisfy his taiva. Amrule, so Rabbi Ami turns to the man and says, sorry, Zil, lo kashavki li da'afrikinich. They're not letting me redeem you, so therefore, there's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. And therefore, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. We're going to look in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute in Yoredeya, in Reish Nun Aleph. But even before that, the Rambam says in Hilchas Shechita, again, the topic we discuss often, Nevelos and Trefos. So the difference, usually, we assume is, and it is the difference, a nevela is an animal that died without getting shechted, right? That is a nevela, right? We mentioned 2 days ago, right, the halacha of using kosher animals for tefillin, for the klaf of tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and they're based on the Rambam and the Gemara, that as long as you use a kosher animal, it's okay, even if it wasn't shechted, right? If you have a shechted non-kosher animal, it's no good. If you have a non-shechted kosher, you can use the nevela of a kosher animal. But so the nevela means an animal that died without shechita. What's trefa? A trefa, as we know, is a specific type of animal that has one of the trefas that are listed by Chazal. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shechita in Parakeh. This is a elu trefas topic. Kfar bi'arnu behilchas isuri ma'achalos. Sha trefa ha'amura batora hi hanotel lamus. It's notel lamus. And it is, has that netiyah. It is going to die soon. V'lo nomar trefa, ela shedibra kasev v'hove, kigon shetarfa ari v'chayotze bo v'shibra v'adayin lo mesa. Why does he use the Lashon trefa? Taraf means grabbed. Tarof, taraf Yosef. Right? It applies to many different types of problems with the animal, even if it wasn't nitraf. It uses trefa, because that's common. A larger predatory animal had grabbed the other animal as prey. But says the Rambam, "V'yesham chalaim acherim im ye'erula techashav trefa." There are certain types of illnesses that, if the animal has, so then it is called a trefa. V'hein halacha l'moshe b'sinai, and trefas are halacha l'moshe b'sinai. V'shmona mina trefas nemar l'moshe b'sinai. 8 categories of trefa are mentioned. V'eluhein drusa nekuva chasera netula psuka krua nefula shvura. All of them, all the different types. Ask the Rambam and ask the Mefarshim, ask the Rishonim. Why can't we just figure out, based on our own medical knowledge of animals' biology and animals' physiology, well, why can't we figure that out? Says the Rambam, we don't do that in Hilchas Shreifas. Even if there's something that we say the animal is going to die sooner than one of the trefas of Halacha Moshe Misinai, so this is our Mesora. Afal Pisha Kulan Halacha Moshe Misinai, Hol Ve'en Lacha Beferish Batora Ela Drusa, Echmiruba V'chol Savik She'istavik Bedrusa Aser, V'shar Shiva Menei Trefas Yesh Ben Sveikos Mutarin Kemoshi Yisbar. There's a whole Mesora about different types of trefos, says the Rambam. That's trefa. So there's nevela and there's trefa. And generally we would say never the twain shall meet. It's two different topics, two different realities. But as we have pointed out, Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha was the relationship between nevela and trefa. And maybe they're not so different. They are physically different, but conceptually maybe not. And you know that from the Rambam, who paskins that nevel chati chati kezayis nevela chati zayis trefa are mitztarfim. Right? If you have half a kezayis of pig and half a kezayis of chadash, they're not going to be mitztarif. Those are both chati shir. If you have two different isurim, they're not going to be mitztarif. If you have a chati zayis of chala and a chati zayis of truma, chati zayis of bikurim, all of those are rachis. All of those are called truma. But if it's two different, right, the Mishnayos and Arla talk about this, right, if it's two different Isurim, so then there's nothing to talk about. So that's, so the fact that they're Mitztaref shows that maybe really they're both the same shame Isser. And Trefa does not mean that, oh, you had a perfect Shechita, but there's another problem. No, the fact that there's a trefa means that there's a Menia, there's some type of Chisaron even in the Maisa Shechita. Even in the heter shchita, I would say. And therefore, if you shecht an animal perfectly, it's not that mitzad shchita, it's okay. No, even mitzad shchita is not okay, just like nevela which died without a shchita mamish. Right? And you know that there are many rayas that are brought to that, the one of the rayas that Reb Chaim brought is the Rambam in Hilchas Avos Hatumos. The Rambam in, based on the Gemara about shchitas akum, the Rambam says, shchitas akum is a nevela. If a goy shechts an animal, it's a nevela. Right, meaning it's like shechta without shchita. V'karov be'enai shav zeh midivrei sofrim. Midivrei sofrim. V'yim tomar, the Rambam asks on himself, v'halo hi asura ba'achila din Torah. How can you say that? If it's asur daraisa to eat, how can you say the tuma of nevela, the tuma, nevela is metame, maybe, why should you say that's only d'rabanan? The Rambam says, lo kol ha'asur ba'achila metame. Not everything that is asur to eat makes you tame. Shaharei trefa asura. Vitahara. Trefa is asura, but it's not matame at all. Only a nevela. So the Rambam compares trefa to shchitas akum. What does one have to do with the other one? So again, if you say it's the same shame mister, so then there's more to talk about. Among other rayas. You want to look up some of the rayas. The Rav Salvechik and the Rishimo Shiurim on Shvuas, Chelik Aleph, page Samach, Samach Aleph. He has a whole list of rayas there regarding nevela and trefa. But here, either way, the Rav Ami says that if somebody is a mumar lahachis to eat avelos and trefos, so then there is no mitzvah of redeeming, and that is what is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya, Reish Nun Aleph. Where is this set of halachas? In Yaradeya, Reish Nun Aleph, that's in Hilchot Staka, about who you have to give staka to, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mishahu avaryan bemazed al achas mikol mitzvah somuris batorah velo asa tshuva. If somebody is avaryan bemazed mechal shabbos befarhesya on purpose and he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's rebelling against him, eino chayev lachyoso velo lahalvoso. You don't have a chayev to help them out. Mishahu avaryan lahachis afilu lemitzvah achas kegon sheochal nevela hecha deshchiach basar ksheira asur liftoso im nishba. It's based on our Gemara. Rav Ami says, don't. That's the impression that you get. Not only that you don't have to, but that it's asur. There's machlokas here, but between the Prisha and the Taz, what about one time? Do they have to do this habitually? Or even just one time that they do it? The Taz assumes even one time. He says he gets that sense from our Gemara. You don't get the sense, says the Taz, that he's done this a lot. He sold himself once to these people, and he's a mover lahachis, so therefore you don't have to. The Prisha is not to say no, only if he's habitually doing this, but that is the Taz. One always has to know bizman hazeh, what is lahachis and what is l'tayavon. Right, the well-known comment of the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shechita, that many of these halachas do not apply anymore. The concept of lahachis, l'tayavon, everybody, almost, not everybody, but the majority of Jews out there not following mitzvos are not doing it lahachis. And even if they know a little bit, and even if they're in Eretz Yisrael, they still know, but a lot of them were never shown the beauty of Torah, and they never were from the inside, and therefore the Chazon Ish says, all these halachas do not apply bizman hazeh. V'nira de'ein din moridin, ela bizman shashgachaso yizbarach guluya. Kamo bizman shayu nisim, mitsuyin, umashamish baskol. If there are miracles and baskols, and somebody doesn't accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that circumstance, okay. Vitzadike ador tachas hashkocha pratis haniras lein kol vakofrin oz who ben elizus miyuchedes, right, to deny God when there are 10 miracles going on in the Beis HaMikdash every day, says that takes a certain level of rishus. Va'oz hayabir rishoim gidro shel olam shakol yadu ki adachas ador maybe peronis olam, etc. Avo bizman shahelim, but at a time of Hester Panim like today, shenich resaha emuna mindalas ha'am Ein b'maisa horada geder apirtza elahu safas pirtza. Right, the whole point of removing them in the times of miracles is because that's bringing the whole world closer to Hashem. Bizman hazeh, if we follow these halachas, we're going to push them further from Hashem, and it's going to be a chil Hashem, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman's change of the Ramah. Bizman hazeh, you have to give a person bread, even though you know they're not going to wash, because that's going to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, is his most quoted lashon, v'kiva shekal atzmeinu l'sakein, the whole purpose is to be constructive, eina din noeg b'shashein bo tikun, it's not noeg when there's not going to be a constructive tikun, v'aleinu l'achziram b'avosos ha'ahava. You got to rope him in with ropes of love. U'lahamidam b'keren ora b'mashia deinu magas. So that's why I got to know, are there some people out there that are lahachis? Yes, there are a few, but not too many, and that is the Chazon Ish here. Okay, that's the first story. The Chashuk Yechemet here, we don't have time, I'll just mention it, we'll see at the end what there's time for. Is somebody allowed to be a security guard for a non-kosher restaurant? Nevelos and Trefus. Is that allowing them to eat in Israel? Right, where they're going to be Jews. Is that allowing them to eat their treif comfortably? Oh, what a terrible chil Hashem. Or, somebody's going to do it, they're going there anyway, I'm not helping them, maybe I could even hint to some Jews going in, maybe you don't want to eat there, maybe it's not a good idea. So, that's an interesting discussion that he has right here. It's also in the Harevna. Okay, but we continue now. The next story about these cannibals. Reish Lakish, Zavid Nafshi Luludoi. Reish Lakish sold himself to these people, the Luludoins. Why did he do that? He did that because he wanted to get rid of them. These are people who were a danger to society, and therefore he wanted to infiltrate and get rid of them. What did he take? He took a bag. Nobody knew what was in the bag. They didn't weigh the bag, at customs, right? He has a bag, and it has a very heavy rock in the bag. But they didn't know that. Amar Gumiri. He says, I know, we have a Misora. To Yoma Basra, on the last day before they kill everybody, call Boy Minayu Avdilei. They give you one last request. They do whatever you want on the last day. Ki hechi de lecho adme. So that, what does that mean? Lecho adme. Rashi says, you'll be mochel them. We'll give you, right before we kill you, we'll do whatever you want. So they'll be mochel. Right, Rashi says, she yimchol al damo. Okay, if you look in the Aruch is quoted by the other Rishonim, the Aruch says no. Right here on the side. Kiva cha osen lo ritzono mismatek damo. V'yeshlen botam. They said when somebody gets killed, when they're benachat, their blood is a little sweeter. Right? So that's why they gave you your last request on the last day. So Yom HaBasra, Amru Leis, they came to Reish Lakish and said, Manicha lecha, what can we do for you? Amru Lu, he says, Be'ina akmatinchu, I want you to tie yourself off. Va'osvinchu, and sit down. V'kolchad minaychu, amchina chaisu palga. You see my knapsack over here? I'm just going to hit you 1.5 times with this knapsack. That's it. It's just a knapsack. What do you think I have in here? They're like, okay, fine. So they sit down. They allow themselves to be tied up. Kamtinhu va'osvinu kolchad minayu. That's what he did. Kanmach yichad chaisa. Right when he gave each one of them their first hit, nafak nishmase. They became gosasin. That was it. Reish Lakish, we'll talk about Reish Lakish in a minute. Charkinu l'shine. And they grimaced. They showed their teeth. Like, ah! Anamar le'achuchi kamachaychis me, you're laughing at me! Says Reish Lakish. Akati pashvachop gabai palga dechaysa. I still got half a hit left. Right, I only did one. Katlinu kule. So he killed all of them. Nafik va'asa, and he left. So that's how Reish Lakish solved the cannibal problem. in the days of the Amoraim. Even before we finish the story, Tosfos discusses, when did this story take place in the history of Reish Lakish? Right, we know the story about Metzia Pedalid, about Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan made him frum because he saw him in the river, and he said, come out, you know, Chelech La'oraisa, right, you're stretching me La'oraisa, and he says, Shufra L'nashi, your beauty should be for women, right, he said, you should see my sister, right, and he convinced Reish Lakish to marry his sister. We know the whole story. So, when did this story take place? When he was a bandit, or when he was a tzaddik? When he was a Gadol Adar. And if you remember there in Tosfos Pei Daled, in Bamitzia, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether Reish Lakish was Tzadik Bandit Tzadik, or Bandit Tzadik. Did he start off okay, then he went off the Derech, or not? Because the language of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, when he says to him, he says, Ihadartbach, if you come back. If you come back, which Tosfos says from there, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to Reish Lakish Mitchila Yada Harbe, Elisha Pirek Ol Torah, Vinase Am Haaretz, Va'asak Velistios, and then he came back. That's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, from the language Hadart. You don't have to say that. Well, we call somebody a Baal Tshuva, even if they were never into Torah and Mitzvos, because they've come back, not that they were ever there. But that's the Machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam holds that he was, and other Baalei Tosfos say not. So again, that is the Machlokas Rishonim. But when did this story take place? So, says Tosfos right here, one line Tosfos on top. Reish Lakish Zav Nafshi L'Udoy, Kodem Shechaza L'Mutav. Tosfos assumed this must have happened before, when he was still a bandit. Why? To Mistam Alohei Mezalzav Asmo Kolkach. It was, he was Reish Lakish. He wouldn't do this. That's what Tosfos says. But if you look at some other Rishonim, why do you have to say that? What was he doing here? He was doing a great mitzvah. These people were being misake in the whole world. So maybe even afterwards, and he was still maybe in shape. He was still, you know, with the history that he had, he knew how to get infiltrate. So maybe that's why he did it. Again, Rabbi Yochanan insulted him, if you remember, in that Gemara, by accident, and it led to terrible consequences. But that is the Gemara story. And also, we're about to finish the story, which will be at the end of Reish Lakish's life. That's why also it sounds like if this story took place then, so then it wasn't when he was earlier in his life. As the Gemara says here, finishing up, Yosef Ka'achil Vishasi. Right, he sat down to eat and drink. Amrle Barte. So his daughter says to him, Lobos Midi Lemizgalayu. You don't wanna sit on anything? You wanna this is just another story. Like he never like bought anything for himself. Rashi says, "Kol yomav, kol mashayim mistaker, lo hayim etzamtzim lahatzniel yomachar." He wasn't a saver, right? He just gave it to aniyim, gave it to. He just used the money. So his daughter said, "You don't want to buy a pillow, you don't want to buy a mattress to sit on." Amar la, biti, crazy kari. My stomach's my pillow, right? Meaning I'm fine. And what happened? Kinoch nafshe. When he died, shava kava de morika. He left a little bit. Little cob of saffron, a little herb that he left over. Karanafshi, and he was upset about himself, even that he had left that over. He called about himself, V'azu la'achirim chelam. The first half of the pasuk discusses people who are not focused on chachma, and they leave for others their chel. And he was saying, why did I do this? I lost a few seconds. I could have been learning in the time that I left this over. You know, I didn't exactly time it properly and use every moment. But they say one time the Chazon Ish, once we mentioned the Chazon Ish before, was walking back to his bed, and his family heard a big boom from his room. They didn't know what happened. They walked in, they see the Chazon Ish lying down next to his bed. And they said, Rebbe, what happened? They help him up. He said, you know, I always time it that, you know, I learn until my last ounce of strength, and I leave enough strength to be able to get to my bed. I must have miscalculated this time. You know, a few, two steps. You know, I overdid it a little bit. Right? So the Reish Lakish, I should have used it. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this in the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah. In Parshas Vayeschanan, you know, about every moment, right? He talks about it. B'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. He says fascinatingly. He says in the days of old, before the Mishnah was written down, you had to know everything about that. Kol ben Torah, hayatzorach lios baki bal peh, be'ezah star mishnayis. You want to be in shir, you have no text in front of you, so you had to learn it. And he says, and even in our day, and earlier, there weren't svarim all over the place, and b'shift, b'lechta chavaderach. So how'd they learn? It must be that everybody learned something bal peh, that was what they chazered. V'chein adin binyan alicha baderech. Kishakol echad mibali atorah hayubaki balpeh be'eza seder mishnah o be'eza mesechta o akopanim be'eza prakim imena. V'hayanokalo l'kayim ze'af balichaso. The Chafetz Chaim writes this also in Taras Habayis. He says, everybody should know something by heart. So when you're waiting for the bus, or when you're waiting for the elevator, so you can just review that. Just review that, go over it, just something. One parak of Mishnayos, right? One Mishnah, anything, just to know something about Pep, to be able to review it. And on the bottom here, he quotes all these stories about the Chafetz Chaim himself, that he, practice what he preached. One time, just one of the stories, the Chafetz Chaim was on a wagon at night, and the Agalon Chashav Leheiradeim, and the wagon driver was like falling asleep. The Chafetz Chaim says, hey, are you sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping. What? He's like, oh yeah, no, good. I'm so glad you're not sleeping. You know what? We're traveling now, and maybe we could learn something together. He says, okay, I don't know anything. Chavetz Chaim says, no, tzarech lizragel, lilmodu l'shanim, kama prakim, mishnayis balpeh, havei nachzor al kama prakim, b'shifteinu po v'agala. He says, let's review some of the prakim. He says, Rebbe, I don't know any. So he says, don't worry about it, I'll start. I'll start, you'll remind me what I don't know, I'll remind you what you don't know, so let's start. And the Agalon said that they sat there for hours. And he didn't say a word. The Chafetz Chaim just kept going. He's like, you remember that? Yeah, good, yeah. Right, that's the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, Yomar Rak Prakim Achadim, Avamanish Tomeim Al Amachze, Chafetz Chaim Mamshech Lomo Prakim Al Gabe Prakim, Mimisach Toshonos, Bekoesas His Ameka Chafetz Chaim Belimudo, until they got to the wherever they were going, so the Agalon didn't fall asleep. Right, sometimes we say if you can't fall asleep, start learning in your sleep. Start learning, and then you'll fall asleep. But that'll help. But the Chafetz Chaim obviously was on learning, woke him up, and has, hopefully that'll amir Tashem by us as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. There is a whole discussion which we're not going to get into now, also about the Isser of cannibalism, right? The Isser of Basar Adam, which ironically and amazingly, not emotionally, but it could be that eating non kosher animals is worse than eating Basar Adam. Psar Adam could be an Isser Asay, right? It could be, again, emotionally, it's much more painful to us. But halachically, just in terms of the level of Isser, it could be that it's less, but not for now. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher es adeilo v'kochavim, next takana, somebody sells their field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Lokeach, there are two girsos here. First we'll do our girsa. Lokeach, he needs to buy it back. This is Rashi's Girsa. Bezdin forces him to buy it back. Mumevi mimenu bikurim. Maybe they take an olam. Or not buy it back, buy the bikurim back. Buy the bikurim back. Why? Because it's taken an olam. If you're forced to buy the bikurim, then hopefully you won't sell it in the first place. You'll realize that we're going to force you to buy the fruit back, and that will be a way, hopefully, that you won't sell it in the first place. That is one girsa. Right, the whole point is we don't want this land going to the non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Tosus goes the other girsa of vi, with a vav in there. The question is there a vav or not? Right, Rashi quotes, Tosas quotes that without the vav is girsas akuntris, and Rabbi Natam has the other girsa. Umevi, meaning if somebody happens to buy produce from this guy, they will have to bring bikurim from it. Not that we force the previous owner, but if you buy, so then you have to bring bikurim. And what would that do? That would make people not buy from this guy, because they wouldn't have to bring bikurim from the guy. They could buy it from, their own, or from chutz laretz, whatever it is, and that'll make the guy not interested in buying this land in the first place from the Jew, or he'll sell it back to the Jew, because no, he's not going to get anybody that wants to buy from him. So either way, two understandings of what the takana was in order to have lands not sold to goyim. Here we go, major sugya. Amar Rabba, the sugya in Shas of Yesh or Ein Kinyan, Lagoy Lahafkia. Amar Rabba, Machlokas Rabba and Rabba Lazar. Amar Rabba, Afal Pishe Ein Kinyan Laakum, Be'eret Yisrael Lahafkia Mide Meiser. Rabba holds that a non-Jew cannot uproot the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Even if a non-Jew owns the land, it still has Kedusha Sa'aretz. Still has Kedusha Sa'aretz. Like Gabi Chumas and Meisers and Kedusha and Shemitah and doesn't. He doesn't have that power. There's a special connection between a Jew and Eretz Yisrael. So even though this might apply only after we went in, right? When Avram bought it from Ephron, Ephron didn't own it at that point? No, it could be that it started afterwards, once we went in, once the Kedusha started, once Yeshua went in. So even though a guy does not have that power, Shenem, Marki Li Ha'aretz, Li Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's unchanging. Aval Yesh, Kenyan La'akum, Be'eret Yisrael, Lachparba, Borosh Yechonim Ha'aretz. But if he owns it physically, the Kedusha is still there, but he is basically allowed to destroy the land. It's his to do what he wants. Shenemar Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem V'yaris Nasa Livnei Adam Livnei Adam. Rashi says L'chol Tzorcheihem. They could do whatever they want. That's Rabbah. Rabbi Lazar has the opposite. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afapi Sheyesh Kinyan La'akum Lo'ovi Kochavi Be'eret Yisrael Afkiyemi Deimai. Sir, if he owns it, so then there is no kedusha. Shenemar Digancha V'lo Digan Ovid Kochavim. Your grain, but not the grain of a non-Jew. Aval ein kinyan lo v'kochavim be'eret Yisrael lachpar b'avor shichna ma'aros. But he cannot destroy the land. The Rashba's lashon here, it's like he only has a kinyan peros, right? It's a kinyan because it's eventually going to go back, right? So therefore, only like a kinyan peros. Shenemar lashem ha'aretz. But my kemivligi, what's the nekudas ha'machlokes? Mar savar digon chavalo digano v'kochavim. The second opinion holds your dagon and not a dagon of a goy. I mean, a goy could have dagon, and that's the opinion that says yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia. The goy's ownership does uproot the kedusha. Umar savar digun chavlo digun ovikochavim. The other one says no, it's not now, but it's the verb or the action digun cha. Your being processing the produce, that's poter. Meaning, even if you say that a goy's land has kedusha, but if the goy does the entire process of meruach, which is putting it into a pile and smoothing off the top, the processing, that's when the chiyuvim of shumas and maisers kick in, so that will poter. Even if you say ein kinyan l'goy lafkia, and it has kedusha, but digun akum does ruin it. Let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about that machlokas. Amar Rabba mina minala. So Rabba asks, how do I know that ain kinyan? So we're going to spend the next off trying to figure out yesh or ain kinyan. So Amar Rabba mina minala. Ditzna, the Mishnah says in Meseches Peah. Halakad v'shecha v'peah shalov dekochavim. If leket shechan peah, the matnos aniyim, they're all chayiv and meiser. Wow, right? Usually they're hefker. But if they're given by a guy, they're chayiv and meiser. Ela imkein hefker. Unless he was mafkir, so then they're not. Sayyichi dami, what are we talking about in this Mishnah? Whose land and who's doing everything? Ilema di Yisrael, if it's really a Jew's land. Veliktinu ovdei kochavim. So, and a goy did the harvesting and the gathering. Elim kein hifkir, ha mafkri v'kaimi. If a Jew owns the land, then a Jew's lekat shechin peah are hefker. Period. So of course there's not going to be Chumas and Maestros at all. So Ela Lav to Ovikachav. It must be the opposite. It must be the Mishnah's talking about a case where the guy owns the land. Veliktinu Yisrael. And a Jew is doing the harvesting and the gathering. So the Mishnah says, Taima to Hifkir. The only reason that it wouldn't be Chayav and Chumas and Maestros is if the guy was Mafkir. Hello, Hifkir Chayav. But if the guy wouldn't have been Mafkir, there'd be a Chayav and Chumas and Maestros. What do you see? Ein Kinyan L'Goy Lafkia. The land has kedusha. Says the Gemara, no, maybe no raya, lo. La'olam di Yisrael v'liktinu av dekachavim. Like we thought earlier, maybe it belongs to a Jew, and a guy is doing the harvesting. Aye, we said it's automatically hefker. Uta ka'amrit ha'mifkari v'kaimi. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Nehi de mifkari adaita di Yisrael. Adaita do v'kachavim mi mafkari. He was mafkarit if a Yisrael picks it up, so then it's peah, and it's hefker, and it's not chayav and chumas and maestris. But if a guy picks it up, who says? Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, you know what you see from this Gemara? When we say Peah is patur from Shumas and Maestris, does that mean right when the Baalim leave it, it's patur? Or only when it's Magia Liyad Ani? You see clearly the latter from this Gemara. Because, and what's the Nafkami says? The Yeshlis topic, this is the Mishnah Lamelech in Shrumos, Perek Beis Halachates. It's easy for us because we just read the Gemara and we're like, hey, it's Mefurish. But the Mishnah Melech had to look at through Shas and find a raya to this question. He says, what if I leave Peah, and then an Ushir, someone who's not supposed to take Peah, takes it? So he's a Goslin. That's true. But does he have to give Chumas and Maestros from that? So that's the nafkamina. But omro shayani oba ones ichai va'ashir la'afrish meiser. So he doesn't care about being a ganav, but the question is, does he have to give chumas and meisers? V'im lo hifrish chayav mishum tevel. D'i amr bishashe hifrish niftar imkein la'ashir spater. But if not, not, he says, look at the end of Perakah Sholeya, mamas mefurish. Mefurish, mevuar, degoy, shalokat leket, peya, chayiv b'meiser. So that's the Mishnah Melech says. You see from here, the p'tur of Chumas and Maestras by peya is only Misha goes to the Ani, not right away when you're mafreshit. But then he asks a question on himself. There is a Mishnah in Meseches Peya that talks about if leket gets mixed up in your produce, you have to be machmir and give two. What do you mean? I thought it only has the status of p'tur when it goes. So he has an interesting chiluk, which we can't go into now. Maybe there's a difference between leket and peya. We usually throw them all together. Leket, shecha, and peya. So he suggests maybe there's a difference between leket and peya in terms of this halacha. Peya only has the p'tur once it gets to the hands of the ani, while leket is right away. It falls down. So got to think about the differences between them. Lumdis, there's a lot of lumdis in Zroim. You know, we don't have Talmud Bavli on Zroim, but there's a lot of lumdis there that we could talk about, a lot of Svarim out there, the Torah Zroim, but that Mishnah Lamalachi is an important one. Tashma, let's try again on the bottom. Yisrael Shalokach Sademi Ovikachavim, if Yisrael bought a field from a goy. Achaloi Vyashlish, before the produce grew a third. Vachazar Umachra Lomishi Vyashlish, and then it grew a third in the hands of a Jew, and then he sold it back to the goy. Chayavis B'meiser, Shekfar Nischaiva. Because it grew a third in the hands of the Jew, that's why it's chayiv. Nischayva in lo, nischayva lo. Aye, so it's clear that if it didn't grow shlish in the hands of a Jew, so then it would be no chayiv. So you see from there, yesh kin yila akum lafkiya. Answer, hacha mayaskina besuria. No, that Bryce is talking about Surya. V'ksara kibush yachad lo shmei kibush. Maybe he's referring back to what we discussed earlier, back on Daf Ches, kibush yachid, David HaMelech. And therefore, it doesn't have full kedusha. So there, we would say yesh kinyan, yesh koach legoy lahavkia, but not in general. Tashma, try again. Says the Tosefta, Yisrael vovikachavim shalach husada b'shutfis. A Jew and a non-Jew that bought a field and partnership. Tevel v'chulin muravin zebazeh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says every grain, every tiny little chita is half kadosh, half not kadosh, half tevel, half chulin muravin zebazeh, and therefore you cannot be mafrid shumas and maestros from anywhere else for this, or for this, from here onto anywhere else. And you have to, and even after you split it up, the Jew takes his part and the guy takes his part, doesn't matter. Rashi on the second line. Even after it's split up, why? Because this Tanakama holds Ein Breira. As we discussed at length earlier in the third parak, right? Ein Breira, and therefore, it's all mixed up here. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shalovi Kochavim Pater, Vishay Yisrael Chayim. No, once you split it up, then you could say the Goy's produce is Pater, and the Yisrael's produce is Chayiv, meaning Breira, and you could say this was always his property. Ad kan lo pligel de marsavar yesh Breira, marsavar ein Breira. The only machlokes is about Breira. Do you say once it's split up that it was always like it was split? Aval de kule alma, yesh kenyin la'akum, beres yisrael, afkimi de meiser. But everybody agrees that the part owned by a guy is Pater. So that proves yesh kenyin. So Gemara says, achanami besuria, v'ksavar kibush yachalosh me kibush. Right, maybe that was also in Surya. And therefore, it's not related to our issue. One more try. Amar v'chibar avin tashma. Why is this here? Because our Mishnah. Hamocher sadei olo v'kochavim. V'lokeach umevi bikurim. Mimrei tikkun ha'olam. We make the person, or we make other people, right, take off bikurim because of tikkun ha'olam, says the Gemara. Mimrei tikkun ha'olam in mida orai salo. So only because of tikkun ha'olam we break them, bring bikurim. But fundamentally, we wouldn't. Midaraisalo. So again, what does that show? Yesh kinyan la'akum la'afkiya. Because really, fundamentally, there is no chiyuv. So, Amar, and there's an important line in Rashi here about the difference between Meiser and Bikurim in terms of Tevel. But we'll get to that. Bez Hashem. So, but the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, no raya. This Mishnah is not a raya that they're fundamentally no chiyuv of Bikurim. Why? Shtei takanas havi. Really, there were two stages of the takana. Meikara havi maisi midaraisa. It could be ein kinyan la'akum lafkiya. And they used to bring, even on a daraisa level, they have to bring bikurim from if a guy owns it. Kivan dechazu deka mikri umizavni disavi bikdusha sayu kaimin. But then the rabbi saw that people weren't so hesitant to sell fields to a guy because they said, "What's the matter? I'm not being morid. It's kedusha. It's still full kedusha. What's the matter? So I'll get around to the bikurim." So people weren't worried because they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. Takinu lehu delo laisu. The rabbanan said, "Yesh koch biar chachamim wakar." Right? They said, "Don't bring bikurim." Because if you don't bring bikurim, then people are going to like, "Oh, no bikurim. It must be what we did was terrible. There's no kedusha." And then they won't be able, and they'll be able to, they won't sell it. But then that was step two. Kiva de chazu, de mandalo sagile mizavin, v'kam mishtaka b'yarol v'kochavim. But then they saw that people who lamaisa had no money, they did it anyway. They had no money, they did it anyway, and they sold it. And then the fields were just forgotten because there was no chiva bikurim. Hader, takina lu de laisu. Then they bumped it back up to the din daraisa of bringing. So therefore, you can work out our Mishnah, even according to the Manda Amar, Yesh Kinyan. There is a major machlokes, achronim, about this machlokes. And that is, what do we paskin? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin like Rabba. Ein Kinyan la'akum, la'hafkia. Right, this is step one in any discussion of Heter Mechira, by Shemitah. Step one, if the land has full Kedusha, you don't get the first base. Right, you don't get the first base. Yesh kin, you ain't kin. So what do you mean? It says here, ain't kin yilakum lafkia midei meiser. So it has kedusha. So how is there any start of any discussion? Even if you sell to a guy, it's going to have kedusha, shmita, and that's what the mabit told. The mabit says it has kedusha. He was asked, do you have to give chumus and meisros if you buy stuff from a guy during shmita? That was the shiloh that the mabit was asked, and he said no. It has full kedusha shmita, and you don't have the chiv of chumas and maaseris. That's the mabit. Nishal me amdi al inyan gidulei shna shmita b'karka gai im chayavim b'maaseris kashar shanim vayisalem shuvasi ein shum chiv v'eretz Yisrael b'maaseris b'shnas shmita afilu me alakul miad gai kodem eruach de ein kinyan l'gai b'eretz Yisrael afkiyem mikdusha so l'peir shvius. Clear. That's the mabit, and that is what the chazonish is machmir for. That mabit, and that's the minugin b'nei brak. Rav Yosef Cairo says otherwise, though. The Beis Yosef, and that seems to have been the minog over the past hundreds of years. The Beis Yosef and his Shuvas, the Afkas Rochel, says, no, we do paskin like Rabba, ain kinyan. But what does that mean? That just means, ain kinyan la'akum la'hafkia mide maisros. That is, hainu, she'im le'inyan, she'im chazar Yisrael, v'lakcha mimenu, einu kikibash yachid, el ki'ilu lo nimkro la'akum me'olam. If a Jew buys it back before it grows and before the proper process, he's meruach adon. So then, ain kinyan la'akum, and it has kedusha. But while it's in the rishus of the guy, for sure it doesn't have kedusha, says the Beis Yosef. And for sure there are no chiyuvim. Aval ba'oda biad akum mufkasi umashe peroseim chayavim b'maiser eino ela kishemircham Yisrael dafka. So if a guy owns it during the time of meruach, so for sure it's potter, even according to Rabba, says the Beis Yosef. And therefore, the whole machlokes is only b'shas if the Jew would buy it back before. But while it's in the hands of a guy, so then for sure, says the Afkas Rochel, even Rabba would agree that it does is not chayiv in mitzvahs. And that's step one in any discussion of Heter Mechira based on that Afkas Rochel of the, he also says it in the Ketzav Mishnah, in Hilchos Shemitah. That is, step one of the many halachic issues that are brought up in that topic. Okay. Says the Gemara Itmar. Start of another major topic, which continues by the Shema Tamara's daf. Itmar, hamocher sadei ulaperos. If somebody sells their field just for the rights to partake of the fruit, the buyer is going to eat the fruit, and the seller will keep the land. Rashi says here, ubizman she'ein hayovel noe ka'amar. We're talking about at a time period when there's no yovel. Because if there's yovel, then it's automatically like this. So automatically only Kinyan Peiros, because it's going to go back in Yovel. But we're talking about a time when there's no Yovel, meaning after the Shvatim, right, he already says, from the time of Reuven and Gad, when the Shvatim were Nigla, right, when they went into Galus, so that's it, earlier, even before the Churban, there was already Yovel stop when the Shvatim weren't in their proper places, right? We discussed this also earlier. So at a time when there's no Yovel, so everything is going to stay with the buyer, but in this case, he only sold Peiros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mevi V'Kalri, once we're talking about Bikurim, Rabbi Yochanan says, the person can bring Bikurim and also do the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim, the Hava and the Kriya. Reish Lakish Amar Mevi V'Eino Kari, Reish Lakish says, no, He does not do the kriya because he cannot say Asher nasah ha'adam, Asher nasah tali Hashem. If he only has the power for the fruit, he can't say that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar maybe the kore kinyan peiros kinyan akuf dami shas topic. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says a kinyan peiros is as if you have kinyan of the principle, and therefore you could say ha'adam Asher nasah tali Hashem. Rish Lakish Amar maybe the kore maybe the eno kore kinyan peiros lavka kinyan akuf dami. It's not. Toast, the Rishonim here are bothered by an amazing question. According to Rish Lakish, if you're telling me you can't say Ha'adam Asher Nasat Ali Hashem, so why do you have a chiyuv to bring it in the first place? It's not yours. Right? Why do you have a chiyuv? Why is there maybe Ve'eno Kare? You shouldn't have a chiyuv Lahavi. Kinyan Peir says, Lavka Kinyan Guftami. You can't say it, so there shouldn't be any chiyuv. So the Rashbam in Baba Basra has an unbelievable line. The Rashbam says, you got to figure out what he means. The Rashbam says, there are two psukim. Even though you can't say Ha'adama Asher Nasata Li Hashem, but you could still, it's still included in Me'artzacha. Right? Asher Tavi Me'artzacha. He's Mechalik between Me'artzacha. It's still yours. Shari Shibelo Yenikas Hakarka Leperosav. Right? This land gives nourishment to your fruit. The fruit is yours. So it's enough to be Me'artzacha, even though it's not enough to be Ha'adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And ask Tosfos, I don't know what he's talking about. Tosfos Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Vavim Abeis. If it's your land, then it's your land. What, Eretz, Adama. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, it's a Din D'Rabbanan that he has to be Mevi. No, it's not your land, it's not your Eretz, it's not your Adama, neither. So the Tosfos says, it's not true. He says, it is not your land, it's just a Din D'Rabbanan. The Rashbam is a Pella. The Rashbam is a tremendous Chiddush. So what's the halacha? What is the Chiddush of the, how do you understand the Rashbam? So if you look in the other Rishonim there, the Ramban says maybe the Rish Lakish is really Mesupak, right? So he's just Machmir. So maybe Ve'eno Kore. Either way, okay, we don't, the other Rishonim deal with the Rashbam there, but it's a tremendous Chiddush. Let's continue a little bit more, though. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, ask Reish Lakish, how can you say, Lav Kikinyan Aguf, Ula Vesecha, Milamesh Adam, maybe Bikurei Ishtu Vakare. A person can bring the Bikurim of his wife and even do the Kriya. So you see, a husband, we're talking about Nichsei Malog, only has Kinyan Peros, and he gets due to the Kriya. Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf. Amar Le'er, Rish Lakish says, no, that's the point. Why do you need a pasuk? Shiny Hasan, Dechsev Ulevesecha. No, usually you say, Lav Kikinyan Aguf. That's why the pasuk says, Besecha, to tell you here is an exception. V'igadamre, or maybe it was exactly the opposite. Esri, Rish Lakish, Rib Shimon, Lakish, Rab Yochanan. Ulevesecha, Malame Shada, maybe Bikurei Ishto, Vakare. Hasamu Dechsev Ulevesecha, Vav Amalo. Right to me. Right, what do you need a pasuk for? It must be that it is uniquely here, but generally you say Kinyan Peiros, Lav Kinyan Aguf. Omar Lei said, no, time of Didinami, Me'acha Kamina. This is my source. The pasuk here is Megala, what the halacha is. It's not the exception to the rule, but this is the rule. This is the rule itself. Maybe just one more. Eisve, Hayababa Derech, Ubi, you know what? Let's stop here by Eisve, and we will continue Be'ez Hashem next time. Okay, one more daf Be'ez Hashem to this one more Amud really to this parak, and then we get into Hanizakin, the world of Hanizakin. We get into other Shas topics that nothing to do with Maseches Gittin, but that's what the fifth parak here of Gittin is all about. Back into the sixth parak, we'll get back to Gittin for the rest of the Masechta.